This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A little more than a week ago, Farm Bureau delegates from across the country gathered to vote on policies that will drive our organization forward in 2019. Our annual meeting of delegates from all 50 states and Puerto Rico is a clear picture of our grassroots at work, uniting as the voice of agriculture, just as we have for the last 100 years. It's an exercise in faith and cooperation because we know we are stronger when we work together. Each year brings its own set of opportunities and challenges, and 2019 is no exception. Farmers and ranchers aren't strangers to tough times either. We all breathed a sigh of relief at the end of 2018 when the storm clouds broke a little over farm country with the promise of a new clean water rule, the announcement of the USMCA agreement, and the signing of the new farm bill. But now we are watching the clouds gather again as we wait for a resolution to the current government shutdown. Our farmer and rancher members were grateful and excited for President Trump's second visit to speak at our convention last week. A presidential visit is a rare honor, and it's been a quarter of a century since any other U.S. president has accepted Farm Bureau's invitation to come speak with us. This president loves farmers, and we're grateful for the steps the administration is taking to give farmers and ranchers access to FSA offices to process much-needed loans and certain program assistance to keep our businesses running during the shutdown. The 2018 Farm Bill set a prime example of the work our lawmakers can get done for rural America when they find common ground. We know Secretary Perdue and his team at USDA are eager to put this 2018 Farm Bill to work for America, but the shutdown has created delays in implementation. As farmers and ranchers struggle through the trade war in a down farm economy, I have no doubt that the President and Secretary Perdue will continue to do everything they can to help farmers weather this latest storm. Like the rest of the country, though, farmers and ranchers are ready for this shutdown finally to end. In fact, Farm Bureau's closing order of business at our delegate session this year was to pass a statement urging Congress and the administration to work together to do just that and bring an end to this shutdown as soon as possible. Our government of the people needs to be able to get back to work fully for the people. There is no time to waste in 2019, and there is still much work to be done for American agriculture. Let's once again join together in calling on our lawmakers to find a swift resolution and to move on to what's next in the business of strengthening our great nation. U.S. farmers and ranchers discussed the current state of regulations governing the farm labor market and efforts to navigate it at a workshop during AFBF's 100th annual convention. The H-2A visa program has experienced massive growth over the past decade, with the number of visas being issued to temporary workers rising 500%. Still, demand is surpassing the supply, and navigating the system is a challenge. Leon Siqueira, a private attorney with LRS Law, discussed how efforts to overhaul the current system received a major blow when Congress failed to pass H.R. 4092, the Agricultural Guest Worker Act, or the AG Act, in 2018. The bill addressed many of the concerns farmers have with the current system. It would have implemented multi-year visas, a broader definition of what industries are eligible, and streamlined the application process. Unfortunately, the bill got caught up in the unresolved battle to fix the deferred action for childhood arrivals and was never brought to the floor as a standalone bill. Other opportunities to ease the burden that current laws place on farmers have also fallen short. A Department of Labor proposal to streamline the system was due in December 2018, but has not materialized. The other major change in 2018 was an Agriculture Department proposal to change the advertisement requirement for the program from newspapers to the Internet. The American Farm Bureau Federation has commended Representative Zoe Lofgren of California, the new chair of the House Immigration Subcommittee, for setting a high priority on solving the agricultural labor crisis. The labor shortage is a major constraint to farm production and growth across the country, and solving this problem is a priority for Farm Bureau, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall. Representative Lofgren's bill addresses one key aspect of the problem, the legal status of so many farm workers. AFBF is pleased that, at the start of the 116th Congress, Chairwoman Lofgren has underscored the importance of this critical issue. AFBF is ready to work with Representative Lofgren and members on both sides of the aisle to provide a path to legalization for farm workers and develop a guest worker program that meets the needs of growers in all sectors of agriculture now and in the future. AFBF has not taken a position on the bill. A New York Times article highlighted President Donald Trump's promise to the farmers in a speech at AFBF's 100th annual convention that the greatest harvest is yet to come. Trump insisted that the pain farmers are experiencing as a result of his current economic policies would pay off in the long term, according to the New York Times. Trump's stemwinder touched on diverse topics ranging from immigration policy and news media criticism to the importance of standing for National Football League games. Mr. Trump painted a rosy picture for farmers who are facing a difficult year ahead as the American economy faces a slowdown and as an array of complicated trade negotiations remain unsolved, wrote reporter Alan Rappaport. The American Farm Bureau Federation is partnering in a new donation drive with Ronald McDonald House Charities to raise $100,000 in honor of AFBF Centennial. The announcement was made at the annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Women during AFBF's 100th annual convention. Ronald McDonald House Charities have a great impact on families during difficult times, and we look forward to our partnership helping to make those times a little easier, said Sherry Saylor, chair of the AFB Women's Leadership Committee and a row crop farmer from Arizona. The AFB Women's Leadership Committee, Louisiana Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee, and State Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committees kicked off the donation drive on January 12th with $5,000 in monetary and in-kind donations. Woody, an Australian Shepherd owned by Texas Farm Bureau members Joe and Mary Sheeran, is the winner of the 2019 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year Award. AFBF, with support from Nestle Purina, recognized Woody and four runners-up at AFBF's 100th annual convention. Purina, a household name in pet care for more than 90 years, donated prizes for the Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest, which celebrates farm dogs that work alongside their people to bring nutritious food to our tables and our pets' bowls. Woody, the grand prize winner of the 2019 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year Award, won a year's worth of Purina dog food, $5,000 in prize money, a trophy plate, and a basket of Purina products. Four runners-up in the contest will each receive $1,000 in prize money, a trophy plate, and a basket of Purina products. They are Clue, owned by Florida Farm Bureau members Andrew and Cindy Deke, Shine, owned by Kansas Farm Bureau members Denny and Donna Ashcroft, Finn, owned by New Hampshire Farm Bureau members Tim and Lisa Molino, and Flint, owned by Utah Farm Bureau members Rhett and Beth Crandall. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.